Letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, letter number 3162, Dalet Tevis Baruch Hashem, the 4th of Tevis, Tav Shlomo, Brooklyn. This was also sent to, he got several letters from the Rebbe, we read about them. Vosim Chos, with the title, Chanoich Sheyichya, it was Glitzenstein. Matter of fact, as I mentioned, when I went for Shlichas to Torah Semes in Yerushalayim, he was still there in the office. Mm-hmm. He was he wrote up a lot of the books from the Chabad, the collected Rebbe wrote to him. So the Rebbe writes to him and says, Shalom Avrocha, I am confirming receiving your two letters and also the two Svarim, which is the explanation of Chasidus. And also the writings of Rav Nachman of Bratslav, the second edition, also the clippings of the newspaper. The Rebbe specifies everything that he sent to him. Thank you for the past, and I ask you also for the future. And very, very good, and there's something great that you do, that on every opportunity you publish in the newspaper Hasidic matters that are connected to Hasidus, the Torah, the teaching, and the customs, the benefit we cannot even imagine. So the Rebbe says, I saw in one of the pieces in the clippings of the newspaper that there was one printing of the Rebbe's talks, of my talks. And the Rebbe says, it's a shame that it was not marked down that this is a copy from Yiddish, and it has not been looked over by the Rebbe. So from here and on, the Rebbe says, you should pay attention to this, because it is not the same words that are said and the way they come into writing. That in writing, and for sure when you print it, you should omit the duplication of the matters. Even though when you speak, sometimes you repeat in order to emphasize and to give more force to the idea, or there's some new way similar. But in printing, you don't do that. And if it is printed, in that case, it's probably read for sure by people who have no idea about the Hasidic teaching. So one should add in a parenthesis, minimally, and to organize the ideas from light to heavy. In other words, start off with easy till you get to more complex. So, and since the Rebbe says, since from here and on, you will, in similar cases, you will write that this is from the marked up by the listeners. In other words, you're not going to attribute it directly to the Rebbe, and that this was translated from another language, so then it's not going to be so much responsibility if you're not so particular in the translation. So the Rebbe is basically suggesting that they should prepare it better and to take into consideration that you can't always print the way it was said, word for word. And there is reasons why it's different. But at least when they write that this is not directly from the Rebbe, but it's just a translation, then it's okay. The Rebbe suggests, before you print, let this write-up be read by someone who is not fluent in the Hasidic teaching. And ask him, does he understand fully, or he needs more explanation? So you can give him a little bit more explanation. So, but the Rebbe says, self-understood, notwithstanding the above, it is very proper that it's proper that you're printing it. That pushes through the way. Eventually you do it. You'll do it right. But at least get it out there. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that as till now, I've not gotten detailed reports. I've not gotten detailed reports about the Fabrengen and Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe says, probably there is a concept of a pot which belongs to partners. So it's neither hard, neither hot or cold. Basically, everybody relies somebody else is going to do it. You have a partnership, so nobody does. So the Rebbe says, minimally when you receive this letter, fulfill this, the more details, the more praiseworthy, with blessings. So the Rebbe wants him to continue to print, suggests some ways to do it better, more clearly. And the Rebbe says that most important thing is that you're printing it. But, and eventually, you'll get it right. The Rebbe blesses him.